Medinat Yisrael, as kulanu smichim u'makirim et atov lebore olam shechzir et am Yisrael l'eret Yisrael. Ve'natan lanu medina yafa ve'hikshim et ha'avtacha shelo l'am Yisrael v'shav Hashem Elokecha tshvutcha v'richamecha, the promise that was made so many thousands of years ago, and in so doing instantiated in Netzach Yisrael lo yishaker. There was no analogy, there was no figurative interpretation, but exactly the way the words were said, exactly the way they were written, and exactly the way they were meant. So the Rambam describes here in Hilchot Malachim Perkei Alachatet Asur Latzeit Meretz Yisrael Lachutz Laretz Laolam. There's some controversy regarding the fact that the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvot, of course, omitted the mitzvah of Yishuv Eretz Yisrael. The Ramban critiques him for this and fills it in. But the Rambam clearly had an isur, or a restriction against leaving Israel. You may not have to go there in the first place, but even so, that's not so simple. The Rambam, just a few halachot later in Halacha Yud Bet, says Le'olam Yidor Adam Be'eretz Yisrael, sounding like you do have to go there. But even if we were to disregard that for a second, the Rambam says one isn't ever permitted to leave Israel. Ela Lomod Torah Lisayisha Olatzil Miad Goyim V'Yachzor La'aretz. That one can leave on a temporary basis, the purpose of Torah study, to start a family, or for purposes of Pikuach Nefesh. V'Chein Yotzehu Lischora, a person could leave on a business trip. Aval Lishkon B'Chutz La'aretz Aser. But to take a permanent residence outside the land of Israel is categorically prohibited. Elim kein chazak shama ra'av ad shenase shaved dinar chitin bishnei dinarin, where there's basically 100% increase in the expense and the cost of basic goods. And the Rambam then goes on to say, under these conditions, v'aval pi shemutar latzei din amidat chasidut, it doesn't reflect the highest level, the optimal level. Sharei machlon v'chilion shnei gdolei hador hayu mipnei tzara gdola yatzu. Right, they left, as the pasuk says, v'yimish b'mei shvod ha'shoftim v'yihi ra'av ba'aretz, and they left v'yilachish v'yedachem yudah hu v'yishto shnei v'anav v'nitchayvu kliya l'makom, and they were therefore guilty of destruction. And that is indeed what happened. Vayamutu gam shnehem machlon avicholion. So what I'd like to try to do is to contrast this halacha with the Rambam's presentation in Hilchos Tefillin Mezuzah and Sefer Torah, the circumstances of which one can sell a Sefer Torah. There the Rambam says, a person is never allowed to sell a Sefer Torah, even to get a better Sefer Torah, with two exceptions, Lomo Torah or Lisa Isha. And the Rambam says, afilu ein lo bezonot, even if a person doesn't have food. Now, the Kesef Mishnah denies it and says, oh, you know, you really mean it. If it was truly a situation of Pikuach Nefesh, certainly you would be allowed to sell the Sefer Torah. But the Rambam, in fact, does say that. And so we understand at some level that there's a basic parallel, right? The Rambam says, there afilo in lo ma yochal. And even if he's somewhat more permissive here in terms of latzeid meretz sol chutz la'aretz, he explicitly permits in cases of Pikuach Nefesh, latzil miad goyim v'yachzor la'aretz. And he gives the conditions of Ra'av under which one would be allowed to leave, and it's striking that he doesn't do that there, which I think probably militates against the reading of the Kesef Mishnah, because, you know, why wouldn't the Rambam explain it over there if he really meant that under desperate circumstances one would be allowed to sell a Sefer Torah? But what I'd like to try to do is, despite the slight differences and the Chumrah of Sefer Torah relative to, let's say, leaving, abandoning the land of Israel, what's striking is the overall similarities. The only Haterim basically are Lomo Torah Lisa Isha, and even in the situations of incredible duress, Spek Teret Yisrael, it's not the Midat Chasidut to leave. And when we say it's not the Midat Chasidut, literally, if you don't do a Midat Chasidut, normally, you know, there's no consequences. You know, you just didn't go Lifnei Mishur Adin. But here, one has to wonder, is it really Midat Chasidut? After all, they died for it. And it doesn't sound like a Midat Chasidut. It sounds a lot more like Ikar Adin. What is the comparison? So the Rambam explains, and Hilchos Sefer Torah, exactly why we're so restrictive about the potential for selling a Sefer Torah. And the reason is, says the Sefer Torah is, quote-unquote, the Eid Ne'eman. In Sefer Dvarim, Perek Lamed Aleph, the Torah on three occasions refers to the Sefer Torah as an Eid. Vayasham Bicha Le'ed, Vayta Shira Zot Le'ed, Vayanta Shira Zot, that the Shira will answer the Jewish people, Kitim Teno Torah, Rabot Vitzarot, this emphasis on the Sefer Torah providing edut of the precise terms of the covenants between God and the Jewish people leads the Rambam to refer to the Sefer Torah as an eid ne'eman. And therefore the Rambam says, Sefer Torah kasher, where Noah bo kavod gadol kedusha yisera, that there's an intense amount of kavod and kedusha which is present. And the Sefer Torah again reflects an eid ne'eman, a reliable witness in terms of the terms of the covenants between God and the Jewish people. And I'd like to export that sentiment and that orientation from Hilchos Sefer Torah to Hilchos Malachim. Because in many respects, Eretz Yisrael obviously represents many things in terms of our connection with the Ribono Shel Olam. But as I started out my remarks today, it also has an element of Edut. Kilo Yitosh Adonai Et Amo V'Nachlato Lo Yazov. It bears witness to the ultimate covenant between God and the Jewish people. Now again, the Sefer Torah does so in terms of the substance of that covenant, the substance of the covenant, of course, being, you know, Torah Mitzvot. And that's what the Sefer Torah bears testimony to, that the covenant, this is the agreement, this is the contract. You can't throw out the contract. If you throw out the contract, you're saying something about the relationship between the two parties. Understood. But Eretz Yisrael, Minei Uvei, Eretz Yisrael itself is an edut, is a reliable witness, an eid ne'eman, not so much to the substance of the covenant, that is to say, the specific details, but to the existence of the covenant. As the first Rashi of the Torah reminds us, right? Why do we have Sefer Breishit in the first two parshiot of Sefer Shemot till Perek Yud Bet? Koach Masa V'Gidla Mo Latid Lam Nachlat Goyim, that God wanted to make it clear that it was His decision to give the Jewish people the land of Israel. And indeed, in the future, Be'acharit HaYamim V'Shav Hashem Lokecha Tshvutcha V'Richamecha, it bears eternal witness, as we spoke about before, to the covenant that exists between the Jewish people, captured so magnificently, so perfectly in the pasuk, v'zacharti et b'ti Yaakov, v'af et b'ti Yitzchak, v'af et b'ti Avraham eskor, v'aretz eskor. The covenant, in that sense of the term, of course, that the trajectory of Jewish history leads us back to the chelak v'nachala, ki lo yitosh Adonai et amo, v'nachlato lo yazov. Small wonder, then, that the basic parameters of Sefer Torah, and the basic parameters for leaving Eretz Yisrael, Mechirat Sefer Torah, and Yitziyam Eretz Yisrael, for all of the slight differences, in large measure, they're one and the same. They're both a day ne'eman to the covenant, the Sefer Torah, of course, the substance of that covenant, and Eretz Yisrael to the existence of the covenant, V'ha'aretz Eskor.